just walking out and see what God has planned. But you know, we love you, love you, love you here at Good Deeds. You know, the whole thing we do here, we help share other people's their missions in life, their passion in life. The reason that they are here, we help you share your testimony and the things that God has put in your heart to the world. We do that so many ways, through radio, television, through our wonderful promotional company, publishing company. We do live events. We do webinars. We do telesummits. But we do it with a spirit of excellence. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but, you know, we got to make sure it's done in the spirit of excellence, and we got to don't stop. We got to get it. But, you know, you have to believe in yourself. We have to believe, of course, that God is our captain of everything that goes on in our life. You know, he's Potter, you know what, we are the clay, right? We have to make sure we believe in ourselves. You know, you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. And, you know, one of the things that I truly, truly like, you know, I don't know if everybody knows this about me, but I enjoy my meditation time. My meditation time is actually, of course, in the Word of God. I love my affirmations, my mantras, and I truly, truly, truly enjoy music. I enjoy music. Actually, when I sleep, I have certain music on, you know, relaxation music, gospel music, depending on what needs to be done at that time, okay? Because guess what? Your mind is still going, even though you are actually asleep, and it has to be at peace. The reason I bring that in like that is we have an awesome, and I mean awesome, woman of God here with us today. We actually have Miss Lisa Johnson. She's a psalmist. She's an author. She's a songwriter. She is an author. She is really doing it. And you know what I say? People always say, how do you create balance? Guess what? When God puts something in your spirit, he always have the way already made. He gives you provision. And the only thing you got to do is believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. We want to welcome the awesome Lisa Johnson to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, how's everybody doing? It's good to be here, Dr.
Thank you so much for being here. You have a wonderful voice. You can hit a high note, can't you?
Not too high, but I can get up
God
there.
God bless you, God bless you. Hey, I'm let me just say this real quick. I don't know what God is doing with me in the era of song, but I used to be really a background, but I'd be just singing around the house. So I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to walk that out with that. Oh, gosh. Well, just tell us, we want to know about you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's, you know, really going on in your life.
Well, I am a singer-songwriter, as you said, a psalmist, an author. I'm originally from Columbia, Mississippi. My background, as far as singing goes, comes from both of my parents. My dad was a quartet singer, so was my mother. They were both in groups, and I just loved to hear them sing. I hung around them all the time, and I've been singing since the age of two. Right now, I have a concert coming up on this Saturday here in Biloxi. So it's a lot of exciting things going on right now. It's keeping me pretty busy.
Oh, Lord, you guys. She said she started singing at two. So I shouldn't be by myself that I have to, you know, you have to do the Easter, the Christmas, and the Sunday school, and then you got to sing the solo.
I was there. Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing. Do you remember, have anybody ever told you what was your first song that you sung in public?
I do not remember. No, I do not.
Wow. 2 years old. Isn't that amazing?
2 years old, yes.
But, well, tell us a little bit more. I really like concerts. Oh, wow. Tell us a little bit more about the awesome concert you have coming up this weekend.
Well, it's going to be at the Biloxi Croc Center at 575 Division Street in Biloxi. It's going to feature myself, a group called Kingdom Crunk, also Sound of Unity, as well as Tahira Daniels. And we're looking forward to it. We've been working hard towards it, and we're going to have a blast. We're just wanting to get there and lift up the name of Jesus and just let it all come out. Praise God.
Let it
all hang out.
Now, you know,
the Lord.
That's funny. Praise the Lord. That's right. Yes, I have to ask a funny question. And you know, it's really not funny to me because, you know, I like to learn information. Now, I've heard so many different singers. But the day of the event, just like I've heard people say when they actually doing public speaking, and I've heard also with professional football players and professional basketball players as well, the day of the event, do you eat the same? Do you eat less? Tell me, if you don't mind sharing, what your regimen is.
Well, the day of, my nerves are so bad, I hardly ever eat anything. But I make sure that I drink tea before I go on. I don't eat. Pretty much, I don't eat anything until after it's over.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. Actually, when I speak a lot and doing a lot of, you know, the media events, I have a new thing that I do. I actually have, you know, I'm getting into these essential oils, and the peppermint one actually seems like it helps me that I can actually talk longer. And I think Yolanda Adams says she eats potato chips, so it must be something with the salt or something like that that kind of, yeah, but, you know, the great thing, everybody has a regimen, and you have to see what's best for you to be able to keep that voice strong throughout all the singing that you're doing.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, I don't eat anything, but I do drink warm tea, and that's pretty much it until it's over.
Wow. Well, let me, you know, there's so many people out there, you know, just like I kind of alluded to briefly in the beginning, that they want to step out. They actually want to pursue, you know, the music industry. And it's, you know, I know it's so many songs out there, so many, you know, a lot of management has to be, you know, involved. You have to make sure you have the right company in that. For that industry or any industry. But do you have any, you know, tips or any kind of things if someone, or tools that someone can, you know, just sing from you, what we need to do if we're just starting, if we have the song in our heart and we just want to actually get it out there to the masses?
The only thing I can really say is to keep pressing. There's going to be a lot, and I do mean a lot, of doors that won't open, doors that are open that will close. There's going to be a lot of no's, but you have to keep moving until you get that yes, because a lot of no's does not mean that this is not what God has called you to do. It's more so I'm preparing you to be stronger, and, you know, you get out there in front of, you know, all these people to minister his word, and the first negative thing that you hear, it comes against you to the point to where you want to give up, and you can't do that. You have to keep going no matter what. If you know this is what God has called you to do, keep praying, keep pressing, keep fasting, keep moving.
Amen to that. Yes, ma'am. You know, the awesome songs I've had the opportunity to witness them, I just love your voice. It's just so peaceful, and it's so engaging. It really ushers in the spirit. I commend you of your due diligence of continuing to do what God has called you to do.
I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm sorry.
No. I'm saying this. The sound okay? Let me check with my team. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about the awesome songs that you have. Do you write your music yourself, or do you have a team that actually supplies that for you?
I write every song. I write all of my songs.
Wow. Now, you know, not to get in your personal business, but is it, you know, sometimes what you're going through, or is it sometimes what you see other people are going through, or is it pretty much a combination of both?
It's pretty much a combination of both. God has brought me through a lot of things, and I use that as a testimony. I use that as a testament to write songs for. And sometimes he'll just lay a song on my heart, or he'll just lay a verse or two, and I just go from there. And it's pretty much a testament of my life.
Yeah, amen. I understand. Now, you also have extended it on to your great vision that God has given you. You actually have a magazine as well. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. It is called it is called From Lisa's Corner. And what that does, it's a magazine that for my local, I started it when I was at home in Columbia, and it's a magazine that supports our local businesses there that don't have that publicity that, you know, they need to succeed. So I was looking around my hometown, and I said, wow, I never knew that was there, and I didn't know that building was there, and I didn't know they were open. So I'm like, why are we not hearing about these different places? And that's how I came up with the idea of interviewing these different people to get their businesses out there.
Wow. Well, that's great. That's a great mantle to have, because we do, that's the main thing in everything is getting exposure. And the more exposure you have, you can, you know, sell your products and services. And it helps the world. It helps the world, because what you have, somebody needs that, because God put it in you. That's why I know it's part of the ultimate plan, and to get to make people enjoy life.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, I really appreciate that. Now, we got to actually, my team want me to take a quick commercial break. You guys, we're going to actually give our sponsors and give our advertisers actually time to share their message, just like we're talking about with the awesome Lisa Johnson. And then when we come back, she actually going to tell us about the awesome book that she's a part of. And also she's going to tell us, of course, any last-minute thoughts, and then, of course, how we can support her and everything that she does, and, of course, on social media. So we'll be right back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author, LaDonna Marie. And you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com. And you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
We're back, you guys. We're back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I love our advertising, our sponsor. If you want to know anything about our advertising, our sponsorship, the radio and television show, things about the Thriving 365 platform, you know, that's where speakers actually have an opportunity to share their signature talks, their products, and their services. And also, if you want to know something about me personally, about the motivational speaking I do and the other ministry that God has given me to do, being a publisher or author, please go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, it's www.reneesunday.com. We actually having a powerful, powerful conversation with Lisa Johnson. She's telling us the things that we need to do one-on-one when it comes to actually being an artist, when it comes to actually being, you know, the editor, owner of a magazine. She's telling us this stuff that we can actually apply to our lives, that we can make an impact on other people's lives so they can enjoy life. But she's going to talk about now, she acts as an author as well. So, Lisa, please, please tell us a little bit more about the awesome book that you're a part of.
Well, I am a part of a book entitled Proverbs 31 Woman with 28 other artists, or 28 other writers, rather, including Ms. LaTracy Copeland Hughes, who is the founder. And I just found that to be an awesome tool, especially for our teenagers growing up in this day and time. They have to, especially our young girls, have to have that window or have to have that person to help them to become the woman of God that they know that they are or that they should be. And I just found that tool to be an awesome tool to have for them to refer back to amongst the women that were a part of that book.
Yeah, it was very powerful. I'm actually an author in the book as well, and it was very
yes,
powerful.
Are.
Great concept, great vision. Yes. I'm father, let me say, I don't know what chapter I am, but it's she kind of did it according to how God told her to do it, of course, and it's actually depending
right.
on what your testimony is. So it's awesome. I love the book cover, and it has done very well. We thank God for that. Now, but she holding back on us, you guys. She actually has a poetry book as well. Tell us a little bit, Lisa, about your poetry book.
Oh, wow. Well, my poetry book dates back to a few years ago. My husband and I got together and wrote a book of poetry, and the book of poetry is called The Diary of Expression by Jerome and Lisa Johnson. And it just have a lot of different poetry from life to love, to God, just different things of that nature. And I find it an awesome book of poetry as well.
Now, you guys, you know that's very powerful when a husband and wife actually are authors of one book, because it actually, and I'm just being real, I'm not married, so don't hit me. But to have a point of view from the wife and a point of view from the husband, because from what people have told me and what I have seen, it's a journey to get to be one, you know, to become one, but it's a journey. And it's good to have something to read from, especially Christian base that we actually
right.
can refer to and use as example. Don't you think so, Miss Lisa?
I do. I do. I do think so. And it was an awesome, I don't want to call it a task, but it was an awesome experience for both of us, because it was something that we've never done. And he loved to write and I loved to write. And we just said, okay, we have all these poetries and poems, you know, why don't we do something with them? So that's what we did. We collaborated it into a book.
Wow, that is just so powerful, though, powerful. You guys, we have something very exciting for you right now. First of all, I want Lisa to please tell us, you know, any last-minute thoughts and, of course, how we can contact you. But please do us the honor, if it's okay with you, we're going to play one of your awesome, awesome songs called I Worship You. So when you finish those two things, please introduce that song. And you guys, you know I love you, love you, love you. We're going to come back after that song and say some last minute things. But Miss Lisa Johnson, you have the floor.
Thank you all so much for listening. You can go to my website. It's actually LisaJohnson.ReverbNation.com to listen to any of the songs that are on my CD right now. I do have a CD entitled This Time, And my latest CD is entitled How I Made It Through. I can be emailed at lisasings_1@hotmail.com. And you can also download any of the songs that you hear on Good Deeds at iTunes.com, or you can go to Rhapsody.com or Google Play.com to download any of the songs that you hear today on the radio.
Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. We're actually going to take that. We want to listen. I love all her songs. But the one we're going to actually play right now is I Worship You. Now, we're going to play the entire song because you will miss something if you actually put it in half, if you actually play only 3 minutes of it. And we want to say this, just in case, we just want to make sure time is, I have do things in the spirit of excellence. We want to thank you, Ms. Lisa Johnson, for taking time out and being with us
thank
here
you.
On Good Deeds.
Thank you for having
me. And if
me.
You need us for anything, oh, yeah, I love it. I love her voice. You should do some voiceover, too. You're a commercial voice.
Well, thank you.
Bless you and
bless you.
Your family more.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys hear the song now. I worship you.
Sing it, girl.
You've done.
I give you.
this amazing soul, that who her voice, God, glory be to God. You guys, I had to play the whole song because it just is very powerful. God bless her and everything, Lisa Johnson, everything you do and say in the name of Jesus. You guys, you know, I love you, love you, love you. And what we're going to do, we're going to take the phone out with our spotlight artist of the week. He's smiling on. He's from Minnesota. I love him. I love him. I love him. You know, this is Good Deeds. And I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Excuse me for a second when I talk to my father. You know, sometimes you just got to let go and let God. There ain't no specific way you got to pray. Just pray. Put your hands folded. Put your eyes to the sky. Just pray. Pray for me, I'm going to pray for you. But I'm asking God to pray for us.
Astronomical pressure weighs me down every day. Got me consistently plotting routes for my soul to escape. When I think of the past, most of the time I reminisce pain. Will I leave this place smiling up folded up shirt stains? Some contemplate suicide and I can't place no blame. Seem like we'll see them soon, our leaders leading us that way. We used to be proud to have a child for all the promise they gave. Now we cry, look in the clouds because their futures are haze. Righteousness is progress, ignorance set us back further. They reaching for false dreams, wanna be athletes, godfathers. Telling our neighbors poison and our neighborhoods disintegrate. We choosing right over wrong, not fully weighing the stakes. We'll be selfish, long as we come up, we feel it's not our problem. We born with a disposition, supposed to be better men than our fathers. I was once one of the masses, eyes blinded by others. With plenty hard, but none of us got 1 ounce of conscience. Pray for us, Heavenly Father, it's hard to sustain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things you see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. Here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us, Heavenly Father. It's hard to maintain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things you see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. So here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us.
Pray for us. Pray for us, Father, have mercy.
Most of us will suppress feelings till it directly affects them. But I bet you and someone you know someone in prison. Cause we're the third generation of government-sanctioned experimentation. Poor education, intimidation, and political assassination. And then what we do, kill each other to keep a system in place that was designed to keep us suppressed in the first place, fool. I pray that God give me the insight that he gave Tupac and made my aim be as true, like when Pac shot them two cops. In the civil rights days, no one had bucks for a movement. But nowadays, most of us throw away millions with no excuses. My folks, they blow dope on objects to obtain. But who of you is from that same loop for a positive change? Maybe we need a revolution to try to right these wrongs. But everyone's doing their own thing, no united front. But whoa, smaller Don must have himself a death wish. Cause once we speak up against oppression, they'll label him terrorist. Pray for us, Heavenly Father, it's hard to sustain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things we see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. Here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us, Heavenly Father. It's hard to maintain. Tribulations make a stronger man, but things we see are insane. Even if they close their eyes, I know they feel the blood in the streets. So here I am on bending knee, not asking only for me, but pray for us.
Pray for us. Pray for us, Father, have mercy.
Not just for me, Lord, bless everyone, no matter the struggle. I know you hear us calling and joy when our lives on a bubble. It's just sometimes we need your wisdom, calling hope wasn't home. Most time we make the wrong decision when dialing our own cell phone. Satan's greatest trick, convincing the world he didn't exist. But we know different, cause we live in a hood with some of his minions. In the scriptures, they make mention of thugs in times biblical. So please forgive me as I continue the task of chasing my issues. It's disturbing when a person's whole world comes crashing down after repeated rebuilding on what then seems solid ground. I try to live right, but with my vision in the brightest light, but the judgment day I'll probably be the most valuable sodomite. I believe and keep faith even though I can't see you. But my fan base equal the number of folks believing in you. These cats can write a beat, but they're constant and tired. So please guide me when I preach and baptize with this fire. Pray for us.
Father God, I thank you for this day, Father. I just want to say that I love and adore you. I bless your holy name. Thank you for giving me the use of my limbs, this sweet air to breathe, the ground that I walk beneath, Father. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my family. I pray for my mother. I pray for my father. I pray for my brothers and sisters, my nieces and nephews, my extended family, my friends. Father God, I also pray for those who will not or cannot pray for themselves, Father. I ask that you offer them guidance, wisdom, and understanding, Father. Father, bring more people closer to you so that they will understand what true love means, so that they'll be able to spread it to other people. Each one teach one. I choose to serve you. Pray for me, Father. It's an uphill battle.